What's up, Dental Marketer Tribe? Thank you so much for tuning in into episode, I believe it's episode 74 of the Dental Marketer Podcast. I hope you guys are having a great day, a great week. I'm having a pretty good day. The weather here in, I'm in Southern California, in case you guys don't know. Okay, so in case you guys don't know, I'm originally from Texas, near Houston, or pretty much Houston, Texas. And I was used to the humidity and things like that, but then I moved out here and now I'm used to, you know, more, if it ever does get really hot, it's more dry heat. I don't know what's been going on lately, but it's been raining, which is great. It's fantastic because we're in a drought. But it's like you wake up, you see the rain, and you're like, oh, it's raining finally. Yeah, you walk outside and boom, there's so much heat. It's humidity and it's like, what's going on? Get it together. Get it together, California. I don't understand. So that's what we've been dealing with over here. Hopefully it gets better soon. Other than that, guys, I hope you guys, like I said, are having a great, wonderful day. If you haven't heard yet, go listen to the interview on Howard Ferrand's podcast. I got really cool with him through the interview, and we talk once in a while now. And go listen to the podcast. I believe it's episode 791. We talk about ground marketing, how effective it is, how he believes in it, how we all believe in it pretty much, and how, you know, of course, if you guys don't know, that's what I do. I teach your employees how to be ground marketers and how to, you know, attract new patients immediately. Other than that, yeah, go listen to that episode. There's a video too in case you want to see how I look like or anything like that. And we talk about a little bit about my background too, of how I got into dental marketing and nutrition too. In case you guys don't know, I am a nutritionist. That's what my degree is in, bachelor's in nutrition and health and wellness. So other than that, guys, yeah, go listen to the episode. It's in my homepage, so go on the dentalmarketer.site and just scroll all the way down and you'll see it on the homepage. You'll also see another episode that we recorded with Jack Hadley from My Social Practice. I believe he's one of the founders of My Social Practice. And yeah, it was a short interview, maybe like 20 something minutes. We discussed the three important things that I believe are important actually in when it comes to marketing your dental practice. So yeah, go listen to that too if you guys want. As always, thank you so much for listening and let's get to it. This interview is with Dr. Amanda Wilson. Now, Dr. Amanda Wilson was an orthodontist for about 10 years, and then she's doing amazing stuff now. She's doing revolutionary things. She is the owner of Straight Smile Solutions. For those of you guys who don't know what Straight Smile Solutions is, it's an orthodontic consulting services for dentists and their teams. It's the first online portal to provide doctor-to-doctor orthodontic consulting solutions. It's a revolutionary thing, guys. It's amazing. It's literally knowledge at your fingertips. You can access an orthodontics expert at the click of a button. So Straight Smile Solutions offers coaching through the internet, through the mode of communication that works best for you. And what I like is, you know how a lot of us, dentists, especially general dentists, cosmetic dentists, we're looking to increase production, right? We're looking to do more instead of drill and fill, right? Some of us. This is what you want to get them. Because, I mean, if you want to increase more ortho cases, more Invisalign cases, things like that, that's exactly what Dr. Wilson does for you. She helps you do that. She helps you increase more ortho cases. Even if you already have a specific orthodontist you refer all your cases to, keep them. But you can still increase more cases for yourself, for your practice. You can increase more Invisalign cases. I'm sorry. She also helps with career placement and helps with ClinCheck and so much more. So guys, this episode, what we specifically talk about is how to increase more ortho cases, Invisalign cases in your dental practice, how you can use that to market to attract new patients as well. So with that being said and done, I want you guys to really tune into this, listen, heed this information. That way you guys can use it this week or whenever you can to start talking to your patients and getting them to start doing ortho. Because to be honest with you, if you're a cosmetic dentist, this is very, very important. This is going to be a very, very important episode for you to listen to especially so you can start increasing more Invisalign cases as well. So guys, I'm not going to talk anymore. With that being said and done, we're going to listen to Dr. Wilson on her past, present, and future and what she's got going on today.
Sure. Thanks, Michael. I'm glad to have an opportunity to share this story. So I'll kind of give you the 2-minute version as fast as I can. I'm originally from the San Francisco Bay Area. I graduated from UCSF, University of California, San Francisco, in 2001. From there, went on, decided I wanted to be cold, so I moved to Connecticut. From there, I went on to the University of Connecticut Health Science Center and received my MDS and my orthodontic certificate. After that, my husband and I decided to move to San Francisco. We opened up some practices there. He's a general dentist as well. Loved it. And if any of you all were from, you know, the San Francisco Bay Area, you know a lot of things happened in dentistry a couple decades ago. So at least from the orthodontic standpoint, Invisalign launched back in the late 90s, early 2000s. It was amazing. And orthodontics was booming back then, you know, but things started changing. And that's, I kind of decided I needed to change with it. A lot more orthodontists are graduating. There's a lot newer orthodontic programs out there, and the amount of competition went up. At the same time, a lot more general dentists, and I don't know if you know the facts and figures, but the latest stats I heard is that over 50% of the orthodontic cases in this country are being done by general dentists now. And that has shot up from the last two decades from 10%. So, you know, the systems are getting easier. So more general dentists are trying it out, you know. It's good and bad, but I realized there was a lot more competition, and I started helping out a lot of general dentists in my community. The idea was just to give them good outcomes. I know their competition, but I really wanted to collaborate with them. So this kind of collaboration turned into a passion, and I ended up transforming my career from clinical into more of a coaching system. So I launched my own orthodontic coaching system called Straight Smile Solutions, and that's pretty much the story.
Cool. How long has Straight Smiles been out for?
Yeah, Straight Smile Solutions officially launched. Actually, we're almost at the 1-year anniversary. That's actually on my birthday, which is August 19th. So excited. Yay. We're almost at one. Happy birthday, Straight Smile Solutions. But I've actually been doing this, just not in a branded fashion, for 4 years. It actually really started because I was the dental director initially of, you guys may have heard of a little startup called Smile Direct Club. I'm sure you see them all over Facebook. So I was their initial dental director. So that's how I kind of launched into this.
Gotcha. And so like when you launched your coaching business, right? Mm-hmm. Officially, people were kind of like already into you, right?
I think so. I had some contacts for sure. But, you know, there's a lot of people out there doing this, but no one's quite doing it like what I am. And hopefully this, your podcast won't give too many people some great ideas. But in any case, there's a lot of orthodontists out there that are coaching, but only for Invisalign. There's really no one out there, who's coaching and open-minded to any type of indirect bonding system, any type of aligner system. And if you're not aware, there are so many systems out there right now. It's hard to know what's best for your practice and your team.
Yeah, you're right. It is hard. Everybody's different, right? Like every dental practice is different too.
Yeah, I'm not biased to anyone. So I'm really just open-minded to what's best for you. And I know what's out there in the market. And the idea is for me to find something that's going to save you money and fit for your patients and your own practice philosophy.
Yeah. Do you ever miss San Francisco?
Oh, I'm out there all the time. So definitely. It's fantastic. I know you guys are based in LA. So, but right now, actually my home base is in Honolulu, Hawaii. I think it's a little better. So, actually right now it's beautiful weather. So, 80 degrees all year round, but I do a lot of traveling. So that's part of the fun.
Yeah. Like San Francisco to me would be the ideal place to live, but I know it's like really expensive to live over there. But I love it. I love it over there. And I've never been to Honolulu.
I think that's part of what drew me to coaching is that you're able to go all around the world, speak, lecture, coach, and you're not just kind of stuck in one little box. I think I felt really boxed up in a practice. And having the flexibility to meet new people and to get out of that office, I think, is fantastic. But, you know, it's not for everybody, so.
No, yeah, I completely understand. And so let's get into helping out some dentists today. What is one technique, tactic, strategy, or procedure that you have used or seen increase dental practices' profits?
Oh, well, definitely. Of course, my whole foundation is helping to bring orthodontics to other dental professionals besides orthodontists. And I know it seems counterintuitive that an orthodontist is coaching other dentists to use their services. But hey, I mean, look at all the specialties out there, whether it's endo or perio or surgery. You can't say that general dentists aren't pulling teeth. You can't say that general dentists aren't doing endo. You can't say general dentists aren't placing implants, because they are. The idea is to do it at a standard of care, at a level of care that's equal or above the specialists in your community. And a lot of GPs have a hard time getting that foundation. Ortho is not something they've learned in school. So they're interested in it, and they like it from a cosmetic standpoint. They may not want to do orthognathic surgery cases, but the idea is to help them find the right cases for them and help them get from getting stuck, or if they do get stuck, help them get unstuck, you know, and really do some awesome outcomes and make it fun and profitable for their practice.
Yeah, so as far as having like a specific orthodontist, right? Say, do you think that's a good idea if there's a general dentist like on street A, right? And then there's on the corner of street B, which is probably like 2 minutes away, is a orthodontist that's like pretty popular, right? Do you think they should partner up, or do you think it's better for like the general dentist who is interested in doing more, maybe like Invisalign cases or maybe more, you know what I mean, like just orthodontistry stuff? Do you think they should learn it and do it themselves? What do you think is like, what
great
would you
question
recommend?
It's your own comfort level and what you're interested in. Some people are really interested in it and they want to go full force. Some people just want to do the super easy cases, so it's really customized to you. But I tell my ortho friends this, and a lot of orthodontists get it and a lot don't, that ultimately by embracing this kind of technology, this kind of systems, coaching general dentists, coaching pediatric dentists to do ortho, you're actually increasing your starts, the orthodontist, because my experience shows me, and I've done this enough times, that the GPs and the pediatric dentists who have a orthodontic coach actually refer more cases to the orthodontist on their corner. Now, they may be harder cases, but hey, you can charge whatever you want. So the idea is that they're screening every single patient in their office for ortho from age, I mean, there's ortho options going down to age 3, 4, 5, 6 now, and I can get into that, their whole early eruptive guidance techniques, all the way up to doing ortho in 70s and 80s just to maintain tooth, you know, teeth and for a longevity for the patient. So if every single patient is screened, every single one of your hygiene patients, every single one of your new patients, you will be sending a lot of ortho cases to the orthodontist on the corner as well.
How can you screen every single patient? Like, first of all, can you tell us how can you screen every single new patient? And then can you tell us how you can screen maybe that patient who's been your loyal patient for like 10 years and you know they have like misaligned teeth. And then you're like, maybe I should just present this now. You know what I mean? Because they're hearing
the episode. Absolutely. And I think sometimes it's a little bit of an initial stumble for the doctor, because all of a sudden they're doing something different, right? And they want to introduce it to their staff and their hygienist, and they're rolling their eyes going, oh no, this is something new we have to learn. But the idea is it's actually better for the patients. Why? Why is it better for the patients? Well, what are the reasons we get ortho? Number one, cosmetics. Everyone knows that one. That's a no-brainer. You make your teeth pretty. Who doesn't want nice, beautiful smiles? Studies do show that adults and kids with more attractive smiles, more broad smiles, more white smiles are more successful in life. That is a fact, and you can read all the studies on that. And if you'd like to see them, you know, email me and I'll send them to you. But beyond that, cosmetics, we have function. So an Invisalign does a fantastic job in educating dentists about function. They really just hit the nail on the head with this. I think it's very comprehensive. The fact that if your bite is balanced, if your bite is solid, if your bite is established, your teeth will last a lifetime. They really will, most likely. If you take good care of them, that means less need for dentures or bridges, or it actually saves you money to take care of your teeth and take care of your bite. So, and beyond that, there's a lot of options now and what's really, really new, I mean, not new because a lot of dentists have been doing this, but what's new and popular, and if you go to ADA this fall, you'll see it more, is airway orthodontics. Airway orthodontics is huge. It has to do with sleep dentistry. Studies do show now that patients, starting it with little kids who have better airways, when you treat the orthodontics to support the airway, patients thrive, they're healthier, they're happier. It's just it. There's a lot of symptoms that are related to poor quality airways. And if you're thinking constantly about airway when you do ortho and managing the airway, controlling habits, controlling the position of the tongue, it's really a new type of orthodontics that's out there. And you can start this as early as age 2.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
So is there kind of like a script, would you say, or something like an outline that people can, maybe they're listening and they're like, okay, I'm going to just use this, you know, for this week or something like that to try and get maybe like one or two ortho cases closed this month. Is there something like that?
I mean, I think there's no one-size-fits-all approach template that's out there, but certainly I do offer every single general dentist in North America basically an optional complimentary coaching system. So I do encourage you to go to my website, click to schedule the coaching call, and we'll just chat for 10 or 15 minutes. I have doctors every day that call me, and I give away complimentary advice on how to do this. So, but if I had to do a one-size-fits-all approach, it would be look at every single patient of yours as an individual. What are their needs? Get to know them. What are their barriers? So are they happy with their smile? Number one, I mean, for all the way from the kid all the way up to 80, 90-year-old, are they happy with their smile? Are they totally happy with their smile? A lot of people just accept mediocre. But if if money was not an issue, if time was not an issue, if fear was not an issue, what one thing would you like to do to improve your smile? And I guarantee you, if you ask and really dig into it and take the time, and if you as a dentist don't have the time, I have one of your staff members have this conversation. Take the time to find out what the patient would really want if there were no barriers. And then that's one thing, that's cosmetics. Beyond that, you have function. What things can your patient do to have a healthier mouth? What type of conditions are present? Do they have perio? You know, do they have abfractions? What type of dental conditions are you seeing? If you balance the bite better, a lot of these dental conditions will improve. So from there, you'll be able to find the right approach to approach this patient.
I love that. I love how you put the part where if money and time, like if they had no barriers, you know, because a lot of the times we have patients who just say, oh no, I love my smile. If somebody's going to love me, they're going to have to love me for who I am, my crooked teeth or something like that, right? But if you really think about it, like really think about it, and you're telling yourself, if you know, if money and time wasn't an issue, I would like a straighter smile. Like me myself, I'm thinking that right now. Like I would like a straighter smile. You know, it's because you know that there's a cosmetic thing to it. You know what I mean? Like you said, there's study behind it. You can be more attractive, more successful. There's so much that can go on with it. You know what I mean? With a really nice smile.
Yeah, and beyond that, I don't know if you know that now, you know, especially with airway dentistry, airway orthodontics, there's ways to get medical insurance to cover it often, not always, you know, not if it's not fully cosmetic, but there are companies out there that are here to help you, that you can bill medical insurance, do it legally, if there is a medical necessity for it. And a lot of times airway has to do with that. So patients would love that if they had no copay potentially, you know, if it was totally covered, who wouldn't want to have ortho? So I'm not promising this is a possibility, but you're welcome to connect with me and I can give you some referrals for services that can do this, because in a lot of situations, ortho is medically necessary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. It is. I mean, it's like it determines so many other diseases.
Right. And we are oral physicians. We really are oral physicians. So, I mean, billing medical insurance is a slippery slope. You have to know how to do it right. You need to use systems and companies out there, but I fully support it.
Awesome. Yeah. And so what's one strategy, idea, or technique you would never do again and why?
Ooh, never do again. Oh, I wasn't prepared for this question, Michael. I mean, there's always things where you're like, I don't think I would do this. So, goodness, one ortho technique that I would never do again. I may have to table that and come back to that.
Okay, yeah, because it could be anything, like as far as what you've seen go on in a practice, maybe that you've coached or you haven't coached, and you're like, you shouldn't be doing that.
Okay,
guys.
I have an answer for that. So, listen, we all do things different. We all learn. So, I did, full disclosure, take out a lot of teeth. You know, when I first started, I pulled 4 bicuspids. A lot of orthos do. Why? Predictable, easy, and you know, at the time, sometimes patients waited too long to get their ortho. They're waiting until they're 13, 14, 15, 16, adults. And there's not that many options. We don't have growth in on our side. If I had to do it all over again, I would lean more towards the early, starting earlier, you know, early, like 6, 7, 8, not waiting till teen. maybe doing it more in two phases, but maybe even doing things more early with eruptive guidance. You can ask me about that, and really not do as much extractions. And, you know, there's still a lot of orthos out there that are doing a lot of extractions, and there's nothing wrong with that. There's studies that show that it's fine, but now there's starting to be some studies that show that maybe that's not the best way, and there's other approaches.
So say somebody is already like in their, you know, 20s and up, and you see that, okay, we have to take out all your wisdom teeth and some, you know, other teeth, I guess, that are crowding. What would you recommend in that situation?
I think everyone should always get multiple opinions. So that's one opinion. Go get another one. I think, and I'm kind of like into this kind of science stuff. I've been reading more and more about how, this is super interesting to me, and it might not be to you, but how with every generation are Americans having more crooked and crooked teeth, right? I don't know if you know that, but studies show if you go back hundreds of years, thousands of years, and look at these mummies and these cadavers that they're finding, that they really had no dental crowding. They had room for their wisdom teeth. Why is that? And that's because as we've evolved, we're actually using our musculature, our mouths, and our teeth less. Our diet is softer. We have very soft and processed diets. We're not choosing, you know, chewing like bones with meat on it and gravel and stuff like that, which wore the contacts flat so that there was more space for the teeth. We're not using our musculature as much as we used to because our diets are relatively soft. Not so much, you know, raw diet and meats and chewy meats. Everything is very tender. So because our musculature is not working optimally, our jaws are smaller than hundreds of years ago. I mean, that's a fact. You can go back and read it. So as a result, we're having more crowding and more orthodontic problems.
That's interesting.
It is interesting. Yeah.
So how do you think this, like if we implement more ortho, how can that attract more new patients?
Good question. So ortho begets ortho. So, you know, when you do ortho, dental treatment will follow, because as you set up the ortho case, you're going to say, oh, look, there's a Bolton discrepancy. These laterals are a little bit pegged. Looks like we might need to do some veneers later. So you're going to have way more, if you like restorative and cosmetic, you're going to have way more restorative and cosmetic options if you start doing ortho than you do otherwise. So it really can just boom your practice. You can make a lot of production and make very, very happy patients, because they're going to be satisfied with their smiles, satisfied that you've really dug in and found what they need and what they want.
Yeah. And how would you market ortho in your practice now? Say, for example, a general dentist, they were just known as drill and fill for the past 10 to 15 years. And now they're starting to do this ortho, you know, Invisalign and things like that. I know Invisalign provides like marketing, you know, utensils and things like that for the newsletters and flyers and stuff. But what would you recommend as far as if you wanted to start marketing that more to your community?
Sure. Well, I mean, I think people really need to use services like yours, where you really are the expert. They dig into the demographics in their community. They find out what the patients want and need in their community. Every community is different. So you find out what works, what the price point is, the average price point people are willing to pay. Adapt your solutions, adapt your technology for that.
Yeah, I agree. And I honestly agree. Actually, a lot of the times, these new patients are actually not going to be new patients. They're going to be your own patients. You know what I mean? The people who have been neglecting this for a really, really long time. And now that you offer it, you kind of want to make it seem like, look, I'm offering this now. I learned this just for you, patient, right?
Yeah.
Like a specific patient. And they're going to feel like, you know what, man, this doctor really cares. Let's make this happen then. Let's do this. So I agree. And so what's the best piece of advice you have ever received that can help my listeners simplify, accelerate, or completely change their practice in a positive way?
Oh, that's a great question. And this sounds really trite. You know, a lot of people say follow your dream. And for me, you know, I think when I first graduated, I kind of took the cookie cutter approach to ortho. I did what everyone else is doing, but I didn't look for that opportunity to distinguish or differentiate myself. Well, maybe now I am, but I think go to the ADA, go to the AAO, see what's around, see the new products. If you see something that you think is really going to take off, dig into it. Because the early adopters, say, for example, of Invisalign 20 years ago when it first came out, the ones that really went full force into it, they're very successful now, you know? Mm-hmm. But where is that Invisalign? Where is that diamond? Who is it? Well, I don't know. I have some ideas who it is. You can ask me. I mean, it's almost like picking a stock. So, you know, who knows what's going to be successful? And I know some stuff that I think is going to go on. I have some predictions, so feel free to connect with me. But find it and go differentiate yourself. Be different from everyone else on the corner. Be different from the other dentists around you. And if you're different and if you're the best, people will come to you and you'll profit and you'll have fun.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. So follow your dream, right? What if, I'm going to give you an example, like, because I met a couple of dentists who I guess really didn't want to be dentists, but they're just in it and it's been like 10 to 15 years now and they're just kind of stuck with it. You know what I mean? With their own practice, they can't, you can't just really get up and leave, right?
What would you say?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm a little crazy. So,
Yeah, that's true.
You have to have some major cojones to do that. So, I don't know if you can put that on air, but but in any case, you know, if you really love what you're doing, the passion will come out, you know, and people will see it. So, but yeah, I mean, there's so many different ways you can practice. Find what you like. If you really like kids, well, do a lot of stuff having to do with kids. If you really like cosmetic, then lean towards that. What do you like to do?
So, how long were you doing ortho before? How long did you own your own thing before you started doing this?
Yeah, I did it about 10 years. So, and that was plenty of time. I loved it. But then I moved on and transitioned. I'm not saying I'm going to do this forever, but I have some other opportunities that are clinical, you know, and thoughts in my mind, and I'm not going to share them with everyone on the air. But I think there's a lot of opportunities out there to do different and newer types of dentistry. So, who knows? I never know what tomorrow's going to bring.
To you, what do you think is like the next wave in dentistry? You know how like at one point there was like malocclusion all the time or TMJ, and then now it's
airway, sleep disorder breathing, sleep dentistry, airway orthodontics. It's that, yeah. Airway. That's what this decades is. Yeah, everything. Coda ADA. That's like half the stuff is gonna have to do with airway. So airway and sleep, kids and adults, whatever you like to do, totally.
And so, where can someone who's listening look up a lot more information on airway?
Goodness. I mean, it depends on what type. If you're interested in airway having to do with sleep, airway having to do with total body health, airway having to do with orthodontics, everything is related to airway. It really is, because as we build the mouth, as we reconstruct the mouth, as we build the occlusion, we want to make sure we are establishing the airway, number one, securing the airway, and maintaining the airway, because we know that a proper airway leads to a healthier, happier individual who sleeps better and lives longer. So, and it's all related. It's all related to dentistry.
Gotcha, gotcha. And out of the 10 years that you were doing ortho, right? Mm-hmm. What's something you can let the audience know, like, hey, make sure you're doing this with your patients?
Ortho-related? I mean, I think just, like I said before, just screening every single patient that's out there, looking for opportunities, looking to build your practice, looking to help the patient. Young is better. I mean, starting, there's opportunities to screen patients as young as age 2 once all their teeth are in. Connect with me if you want to know more. It doesn't mean you're putting braces on a 2-year-old. It means you're looking for opportunities to get an earlier start that gives them a longer outcome. I don't know if you know this, but if you start your ortho earlier and use eruptive guidance techniques, eliminate habits, you actually can possibly have your teeth without retainers for the rest of your life, because it's a different method of ortho. So do connect with me if you have questions on that.
Okay, awesome. Awesome. Thank you so much, Amanda. Thank you so much for being with us. It was a pleasure. But before we say goodbye, tell us where it is we can find you.
Sure. You can visit my website at straightsmilesolutions.com, or you can email me at info@straightsmilesolutions.com. I'm also very active on LinkedIn and all the other social media sites, so Google me up and you'll find me.
Awesome. All righty. Thank you so much, Amanda, for being with us. It was a pleasure, and we'll hear from you soon.
Thank you. Have a great day.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening to episode 74 of the Dental Marketer Podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I did. I'm so happy Dr. Wilson was able to take time out of her busy schedule to be interviewed. I'm going to be doing more research on this airway thing, because honestly, if it's really the next wave in dentistry, we all want to jump on it, right? So there has to be something coming up, right? The next wave in dentistry. And I'm going to do research on it, and I'm going to see and try and get my hands into it as well. Guys, I hope you took as much information as possible. Go back and re-listen to this. Listen to this with your, actually, you know what I was thinking? Listen to this with your dental assistant or maybe your hygienist. That way they can also talk to your patients this way. You know what I mean? Like, in a sense, when we were talking about if there's any scripts, there's obviously not a specific script, but there's ways that you can start talking to your patients so you can have them accept more ortho, right? Have them, I mean, everybody wants a perfect smile, even if they don't know it yet. you can bring it up, right? Once you hear something, you can't unhear it, or once you see something, you can't unsee it. So maybe we can figure that out when we're treatment coordinating or when the hygienist is talking to the patient and say, you know what, I noticed in your smile survey, maybe have a smile survey, say you said you wanted maybe straighter teeth, or you want to fix that chipped tooth, or you want wider teeth or something, right? And then just kind of bring that up, maybe emotionally kind of talk to them, you know, ask them that question. If money and time weren't a concern, when would you like to start this? What would you like to start? And things like that. Figure out how to put that into maybe like a patient survey, or figure out how to word that, and then boom, you can start seeing more case acceptance, more ortho in your practice, and also everything else that Dr. Wilson mentioned as well. So guys, do that. As always, don't forget about my ground marketing coaching. If you want to attract new patients immediately, then go ahead and book a free 15-minute consultation. We can talk about it. We can see how we can make that happen. If you don't know what ground marketing is, go on the dentalmarketer.site. Look at all the information. It's pretty much attracting new patients immediately in real time, getting their name and number and everything on paper. And so, yeah, that's what I do. I coach your employee how to do that. With that being said, guys, don't forget to follow me on Instagram and Facebook under The Dental Marketer. And I'll talk to you guys soon.